West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Paulding County's Planning and Zoning Commission on Tuesday voted unanimously to recommend to the Paulding County Board of Commissioners that they deny a developer's rezoning request for property off Highway 101 ahead of plans to create a rock quarry. The 201 acres of property is located southeast of Highway 101 South along the Carroll County line. PNZ's decision to recommend denial followed more than 2.5 hours of discussion from county staff and the developer and public comments from residents concerned about the proposed project's potential impact on quality of life. Among those speaking against the project, District 30 State Senator Tim Bearden, who represents portions of Paulding County and Carroll County.
The reasons, number one, safety due to Highway 101, environmental due to Legion Lake and the waters going to Legion Lake in Carroll County, and three, we do have a colonial pipeline that runs close to this property. That disrupts that pipeline. It's not a local issue. It's a southeast all the way up to New York issue. The other big thing, if this project is approved, the citizens' quality of life will be greatly changed and the ability to sell their homes in the future, I believe, will be suppressed.
The final decision on the developer's rezoning request will be made by the Paulding County Board of Commissioners on September the 10th. A 59-year-old Carrollton man is sentenced to federal prison for 1 year, 10 months, to be followed by 3 years of supervised release following a conviction for willful failure to pay more than $2.4 million in payroll taxes. U.S. Attorney Ryan Buchanan said Barry Lee White refused to pay payroll taxes after withholding those funds from his employees' paychecks for years, stealing from his employees and United States taxpayers. According to Buchanan, between 2012 and 2019, White owned and operated at different times two construction, maintenance, and electrical companies, I-Bar Construction and T-Line Construction. As an employer, White's companies were required to withhold from employees gross pay FICA taxes, which represent Social Security and Medicare taxes and federal income taxes. White is ordered to pay restitution in the approximate amount of $2.5 million. And area residents are being asked to show their support for fallen Carroll County Sheriff's Office Deputy Taylor Bristow by lining up safely along the route of Thursday's funeral procession. Area law enforcement is expected to begin the procession at approximately 1:30 p.m., leaving Hightower Funeral Home at 318 Gordon Street in Bremen. The procession will travel south on Hamilton Avenue, cross over Highway 78 onto Alabama Avenue. It will then proceed to Highway 27, heading south, and conclude at Mount Holly Church, located at 4685 U.S. Highway 27 in Carrollton. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.